Earlier, and when I say earlier, about an hour ago, the Washington Commanders now announced that Art Monk's jersey will be the jersey that will be retired in the upcoming season. The ceremony will be held on Sunday night, November 2nd, when Washington hosts Seattle in Sunday Night Football. That's also the debut of the throwback alt uniforms. I mean, you know, Art looked great in those uniforms. And they put out a picture this morning in the tweet honoring greatness on November 2nd, and it's Art Monk in his championship 1991 uniform. I'm thrilled for Art Monk. I talked about this earlier, but now we can talk about it more, and we can take some calls because I want your thoughts on this as well. So phone lines are open, 301-230-0980, 301-230-0980. I'll net it out for you. I think Riggo should have been the next to go in, not Art. Now, again, I put together this list a while ago before they decided to officially start retiring jerseys. Remember, there was the big debate in 2020 with Dwayne Haskins taking Joe Theismann's number 7, or 2019, excuse me. And, you know, it was so poorly handled. I mean, another just complete botch job by the owner. You know, it's like what we got in the NFL draft this year in New York with Abdul Carter going number 3 overall, and Carter wanted to wear potentially number 56 if Lawrence Taylor said it was okay. And Giants management ownership stepped in and said no one's ever going to wear 56 again. And that was that. That's not what happened with number 7 back in 2019. Snyder hung Joe out to dry and said it's Joe's call. No, it wasn't Joe's call. It should have been your call, and you should have said, we don't retire jerseys, but we protect them, and Joe's number 7 is a protected jersey. Dwayne, pick another number of the available numbers. But that's not what Snyder was, as we know. He loved his quarterbacks that he picked. And so Dwayne got number 7. And during that time, there was a lot of discussion about why don't they just start retiring jerseys? And they eventually got around to doing that. But I put together a list back then in 2019, 2020, that time frame. And it's the jersey numbers that I think are without debate that should be retired. Then a list of jersey numbers that are debatable in terms of whether or not they should be retired, meaning I'd be fine if the organization decided to retire them, but I'm okay if they don't. And then there was a list of jersey numbers that were right outside kind of the debatable list. The no debaters, and I think it's a list of 7 in franchise history. 9, Sonny Jurgensen, 28, Darryl Green, 33, Sammy Baugh, 42, Charlie Taylor, 44, John Riggins, 49, Bobby Mitchell, and 81, Art Monk. That's always been my no debate. If I were on, you know, if I were part of a committee to discuss this as someone who's, you know, followed this organization and knows a lot about the history of this organization, that would be, these are the 7 that have to be retired before we ever contemplate anybody else. Now, on the debatable list, I did include Sean Taylor at 21 because of the incredible impact he made in a very short period of time. And I called that kind of an owner prerogative thing because of the circumstances around his, obviously, the death and the career that he was probably on the verge of having and the impact he had on a lot of young fans in particular. So when they decided to start retiring jerseys, on the debatable list, I included Joe's 7, Ken Houston's 27, Larry Brown's 53, Chris Hamburger's 55, Jake's, Joe Jacoby's 66, Russ Grimm's 68, and Sam Huff's 70, even though Sam Huff's best years of his career were really as a Giant. But for contributions to the organization, Sam was on the debatable list. And then just barely outside of the debatable list, I had Doug Williams, Brian Mitchell, Pat Fisher, Monty Coleman, Dave Butts, Dexter Manley, Gary Clark, and Jerry Smith. I would not retire those jerseys. I would certainly say that that you could debate, but I would end up debating that they're not deserving of being retired. Ring of Honor, yes. Retired jerseys, no. So the no debate list, Sammy Baugh was always retired. Then they got to Bobby Mitchell's, then to Sonny's, then to Daryl Green's. So there are three remaining: Charlie Taylor, John Riggins, and Art Monk. I think, you know, first of all, I don't think Sean Taylor's jersey should have ever been retired before any of the other jerseys that were recently retired. You know, Sonny's, Daryl Green's. Bobby's was retired before. Sammy Baugh's was as well. But all seven of those should have gone in before Sean Taylor's. And I will tell you that when the organization decided after Bobby Mitchell's jersey was the first to be retired, when they decided to retire jerseys other than Sammy Baugh's, and, you know, Snyder selected, along with Jason Wright and others, Sean Taylor's jersey, there were a lot of former players who were not happy about that at all. A lot of former players thought Sean Taylor's jersey should not be retired, but certainly shouldn't have been retired before Sonny, before Daryl Green, before Charlie Taylor, before Art Monk, before John Riggins. I totally agreed with it, spoke to it at the time, talked to people in the organization and told them how badly they effed that up. And they said, you're not the first person to let us know this. A lot of former players have expressed their outrage. Not over his jersey being retired, but being retired in front of some of these others. But again, poor institutional knowledge of the organization with the last group. So here's my thing. Art Monk, 100% deserving of having his jersey retired. He's been on my short list forever. He is number one in all-time receptions. He's number one in all-time yardage. He's second in all-time pass reception touchdowns to Charlie Taylor. Charlie Taylor, just so you know, and I know many of you do know this, Charlie Taylor, for his time, was considered a better player in the moment than Art Monk was in his. Okay, Charlie Taylor was an eight-time Pro Bowler, you know, a Hall of Fame player pretty quickly after eligibility. Charlie Taylor, you know, during his career was considered when he retired, he was the all-time pass reception leader in an era where you didn't throw it as much. He had 649 catches. Monk, you know, decimated 649, got to 888, and also has Charlie by almost 3,000 yards, but is 14 touchdowns fewer. But Charlie Taylor was an eight-time Pro Bowler. Art Monk was a three-time Pro Bowler. Charlie Taylor was considered a better wide receiver, started as a running back, in his career than Art Monk was. But Monk's numbers, for the most part, in two critical categories, are greater than Charlie Taylor's. I think there's a debate for Charlie Taylor to go in before Art Monk as well. But for me, there's no, honestly, bigger all-time clutch performing big game player than Riggo. Not to mention that he was, you know, considered during those years as one of the best, even though he only made one Pro Bowl. As I mentioned earlier in the show, you're talking about, you know, years in which the league just had, you know, Eric Dickerson and Earl Campbell and Tony Dorsett, you know, great running backs, Walter Payton, that did, you know, beat out Riggo for all pro honors and Pro Bowl honors. Not in 84, okay? 84, Riggo was a first-team All-Pro when he set the NFL record for rushing touchdowns. And there was a little bit of an issue with Riggo because some people considered him a fullback more than he was a halfback. But he played in the era of great running backs in both, you know, throughout the league, both conferences. And I just think Riggo should go in before Art. And I might say it a few more times between now and November 2nd, but I'm going to leave it alone after today because I don't want – Art deserves this 100%. I'm thrilled for Art, totally thrilled for Art. I've had this, you know, bug up my backside when they put Sean in before Sonny, and before Daryl and before Art and before Riggo and before Charlie Taylor. I want them to get the order right. I wanted Sonny to go in, you know, certainly before Sean. You know, Charlie Taylor is not going to make it to his, you know, eventual jersey retirement because his is coming, whether it's next year or the year after. I hope it's, you know, Riggo next year. But I think Riggo deserves to have his jersey retired right now. The order for me would have been, after Sammy Baugh, would have been Bobby Mitchell because of the significance, followed by Sonny, followed by Daryl Green. Okay? They went Bobby Mitchell, Sean Taylor, Sonny, Daryl Green. And then after Daryl Green, I would have gone Riggo, Charlie Taylor, Monk. 301-230-0980. We're all going to be, of course, no one's going to disagree that Art Monk's jersey shouldn't be retired. Of course it should be retired. I just feel like Riggo should have been next. What do you think? 301-230-0980. It's the Kevin Sheehan Show on the Team 980 and the Team980.com.
All right, the Washington Commanders have made an announcement that the team will be retiring Art Monk's number 81 in Week 9 against the Seattle Seahawks. The team will be wearing their Super Bowl-era throwbacks that released last week, and the Redskins legend still holds the team's career reception record. He also still holds the team record for career receiving yards. And we have a wide receiver extension. Former Ohio State Buckeye Garrett Wilson has agreed to a four-year extension with the New York Jets worth $130 million and includes $90 million in guarantees. Shamar Stewart is currently weighing his options and could make a return to college. The Bengals' first-round pick is currently in a contract dispute with the team over language regarding financial guarantees. Stewart is working out with his old college team, the Texas A&M Aggies, and believes there is a path back to the college level. Cal Raleigh last night won the Home Run Derby. After facing off against Junior Caminero in the final, Raleigh becomes the first catcher to win the event and the first Mariner to win since Ken Griffey went back-to-back in 98 and 99. And finally, the Tampa Bay Rays are being sold for $1.7 billion in a deal agreed to in principle by owner Stu Sternberg. The deal is expected to close in September and will keep the Rays in Tampa for the years ahead. This update is sponsored by the Team 980 YouTube page. Just open the app, type in the Team 980, hit subscribe. Kevin Sheehan is live from 10 to 1 and Craig Hoffman from 4 to 7. Don't forget to like the streams and turn on notifications to stay up to date on all things DC sports. And that is what's trending.